really pleased that tonight Martin has been able to make his way through the bleak midwinter to be with us here down in York. So let's just give Martin a really warm welcome here this evening.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good evening. Nice to see you. Did you enjoy the girls singing? That was nice, wasn't it? Christmas is always about the kids, isn't it? I remember a few years ago, my oldest girl is 21 now. She was 5 and my son was 3. And I got this Santa suit overnight. Those were the days when Santa suits weren't that common, you know. And this was a reasonably good one. I was going to be Santa for this kid's home in Middlesbrough where we live. And I thought I'd bring it home and try it on the kids, you know, see if they believed. And I went upstairs. I told Margaret, I've got this suit I'm going to try it on. So she sort of settled them on one of the beds. And I put the suit on, threw it on quickly and came round the door. And, you know, she said, someone's coming to see you. Are you ready? And I went, ho, ho, ho. Came round the door. I thought, they must know it's me. It's absolutely obvious, really. It wasn't that good of a suit. And I thought, they're bound to know it's me straight away. And I went a little bit closer to the bed. I said, oh, ho, ho. And they both looked a little bit shocked. And I said, have you been a good little girl? And she went, I thought, liar. And I said, have you been a good little boy? And he was sort of just shocked, Owe Joe. He didn't nod, he just went. And I started to laugh a bit. I thought, I'm losing it, I better get out. And I started laughing, well, make sure you are. And I went out the room and I was like laughing, Margaret was laughing. I took the clothes off quick and then went back in. I said, kids, did someone come? Did someone come? And they were bouncing on the bed, bouncing with excitement. I said, Dad, come here. You're not going to believe this. I said, what? Our Ruth said, Santa wears exactly the same trainers as you. Is that gorgeous? It's amazing how you can. I was right under their nose. It was me. I was under their nose. But they missed it, you know, and that can be true of Christmas as well. You can go through so many Christmases. I don't know how many Christmases you've been through, how old you are, or how young you are, but you can go through all the Christmases you want and actually miss the point of it if you're not careful. It can be right under your nose because Christmas is actually all about Jesus, about the birth of Jesus, about coming to him and him coming to us. Yeah, actually, you can miss that right under your nose, but miss it. I always think about the innkeepers who, you know, they had no room for Jesus, did they? Sorry, we're busy, there's no room. I mean, if they knew who it was in advance, do you think they would have made room? I mean, you can always make room, can't you? If they knew it was Jesus, later when Jesus became incredibly famous, and there were thousands of people in the nation following him, trying to touch him to be healed and to be forgiven, have their lives changed. You can imagine these innkeepers at the back of the crowd, can't you? And someone saying, do you remember that night, that little baby that came to... That was him, you know. No. Yeah, that was him. Oh, if only I'd known. I would have made room, if only I'd known. And that's true of us as well, you know. We don't want to look back one day and say, oh, if only I'd known. I was that close. Tonight, with the church here singing these songs, we're incredibly close to the real meaning of Christmas. It's right under our nose. And it is Jesus. Christmas is all about gifts, isn't it? Has anyone finished the Christmas shopping? Gives a little wave. Oh, very impressive. It's quite a lot of people. Anyone finished the wrapping? Oh, a couple of people. Oh, amazing. Yeah, no one likes you now. You know that? That's incredible. You're well organised. But we love to give gifts. And the giving and receiving of gifts goes way back, of course, to what we've just read on the screen. When the wise men came to Jesus and presented him with gifts, they gave him gifts. As soon as Jesus was born, people were turning up. We weren't only seeking him when he was older. It's the minute he was born. People were at the door. It's for you. Mary, you expecting anyone? Not because they're coming already. People were arriving to worship Jesus, to bow down, to experience him, to offer their gifts. Amazing, really. And the gifts that they offered are really significant. I just want to very quickly touch on the significance of those gifts. The irony is, as well, is God's gift was there, wasn't it? Jesus is God's gift for you and me. He's God's gift for everyone. One Jesus fits all. All people, all time, all men, all women, young, old. Whatever your needs are tonight, Jesus is God's gift for you this Christmas. He is. And the gifts that the wise men presented him show a little bit of who he is. The first gift that was given was gold. Gold was the tribute of kings. It was obviously very valuable then, as it is now, more so then. And it was given to him because he was a king. These wise men bowed down. It says they worshipped him. They presented him with gifts. Mary and Joseph must have been shocked, but that's what happened. And they gave him a gift of gold because Jesus is the king. He's a king. I don't know whether you know that, that God has a government for you. It's better than our government. Wouldn't be hard, would it? Better than any government. Wouldn't be hard. No one's happy with the government, usually, in any nation that you travel to. And we usually think, well, I'll look after myself then. Well, I'll run my own life. Well, how are you doing? Because most of us run our own lives and we can't run that very well. Do you know what the truth is? This, we weren't designed to totally run our own life. We were designed, created, to have help from God. Not to play God. It's hard work being God when you're not God. Being God to your wife, God to your kids, God to the boss, God for yourself. Keeping all the plates spinning all your life, keeping everyone happy, everyone happy, everyone happy. You know as well as I do, those plates start coming down. You can't keep it up. No one can take that role on because only God can. And yet we try to. I've got some good news for you tonight. God wants to give you Jesus as a king who can actually govern your life for you. He's a good king who'll rule your life well. He knows what he's doing. This is what the Bible says about Jesus. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. All the government of all the world, it's on this little baby's shoulders. He's able to actually run our lives for us. Someone said, Jesus hasn't come to take sides. He's come to take over. He's the only person who's worthy to actually have a say in your life. And when you let him, do you know what? The burdens, the stress, the anxieties of life, they lift off. Because you've got someone helping you. You've got God's help. You've got God's wisdom. Instead of trying to always do it yourself. Jesus said when he was a grown man, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Would you like a bit of rest this Christmas? Real rest. Mental rest. Emotional rest. Jesus is here for you. God loves you. He gives you his son so that you can experience that rest. The second thing that they gave Jesus was frankincense, which came in a solid block, a white block that you grated over the fire. It was to do with worship and offerings and sort of the presence of God and smoke. You know, some of you might have seen those traditional churches where they put a bit of incense in a ball and chicking, 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 chicking. Don't know why they do that, but they do. And it fills the place with a sense of the presence of God, beautiful smell and the smoke. It's to do with worship. Because Jesus isn't only a king, he's also God's son. He's divine. He's God himself come to be with us. God has come to this planet. God, who is far away from us, has come unbelievably near. And some of you might feel far away from God tonight. Maybe you don't have any knowledge of God, or maybe not much interest. Maybe you're not even sure if he's there. But I tell you, you can come very close very quickly. Have you ever looked at binoculars the wrong way around? You stood in your kitchen, you're looking at someone at the other end of the table, and they're miles off. That's what it can seem like with God. He's miles off and miles away from God. And you know, sometimes that is actually true. We are. Some people say to me, I feel miles away from God. And I usually say, that's because you're miles away from God. I feel like there's a big barrier between me and God. And I say, well, that's because there is actually a barrier between you and God. It's called sin. It's the stuff we do that's wrong. But the wonderful message of Christmas is this. God is willing to forgive it and change that. And it's as if someone gets the binoculars and turns them round. And where God and you were so far apart, you were drawn near, incredibly near to God. Whoa, I'm so near. I was miles away, and now I'm so near. I can see it very clearly now. All of a sudden, it can just happen like that. Your life can turn like that. And God is with you. That's what Emmanuel means. The Christmas message is God is with us. God is with us. God has become a man. God's taken on flesh so he can be near you, so he can be close to you. One of our kids was once going to bed. You know, with all our kids, I put our kids to bed that many times. You know, they're always shouting me upstairs, Dad, can I have a drink of water? Dad, I'm scared. Dad. I said, and now Matthias shouted me once, said, Dad, I'm scared. And I thought, I can't be bothered getting up anymore. So listen, you don't have to be scared. And I thought, oh, I'll try the religious card. I said, God is with you. I thought, that might answer it. And he went quiet for a minute. And then he said, but I want somebody with skin on. And Jesus is God with skin on. He's God come to be with us, come to be near us, so we can experience him for real. Not everyone can always be with you, can they? It's great to have your family with you, but are they always going to be there? They can't always be there. You go into that operating table, they can't go through those doors with you. Jesus can. The one trip that all of us are going to take on our own is our own death. We're all going to die one day. I'd love it if my wife and kids could all come with me. They're not going to. I'm going to take that trip on my own. The train will pull up. I'll get on it. There'll be no one else on that train. And when I get off it, I'll be in the presence of God. It's a trip that we have to take on our own. Unless Jesus is part of your life. He said, I will be with you. He wants to be with you. Let him be near to you this Christmas. He's come to be near you. So open up and let him be near. And the last present gift that the wise man gave Jesus was myrrh. Myrrh was used in the burial customs of the Jews. It was what they used to embalm the dead. It's not a very nice gift to give a baby, is it? Can you imagine, mums? You know, you're at the hospital and people come to see you. What have you got? Well, I've got one of these big balloons for you and some chocolates and I've got a tombstone. Boom! Thanks. Because it speaks of death. But actually, do you know, Mary was never allowed to forget, and neither are we meant to, that this baby was born to die on a cross. The most significant thing that was going to happen in Jesus' life was that he was going to give his life as a sacrifice for our sins so we could be forgiven. Hey, do you want a good Christmas present? It's called forgiveness. Total forgiveness. Does anyone else get a lot of rubbish at Christmas? We've got 9 kids, as some of you know. And 9 kids, before the days of wheelie bins, it was an absolute nightmare. I mean, it's a nightmare now. But I tell you, I remember one year counting 37 black bags out of our house. I was so embarrassed. All the other neighbours down the street, they all had these nice little neat piles of rubbish. We had 37. It was like a mountain. And I could see him looking out the windows laughing and that. So under the cover of darkness, sometimes I used to get a couple of hours. Walk down the street, drop it on theirs as well. Make theirs a bit bigger and ours a bit smaller. Sorry, but it's true. You know, I don't know, like the Grinch, Merry Christmas. I don't know whether they'd be looking out of the window. Oh, look, there's that nice Christian man, probably taking some gifts to the poor. And isn't it a lovely feeling when the bin men come? Who loves the bin men? Let's hear it for the bin men. You know what? And it's a lovely feeling when you lie in bed and you hear that sound. Beep, 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 beep. You think, oh, there's the bin men. Here's something happening. Then you look out the window and, ah, it's all gone. It's not a nice feeling. All your rubbish is gone. That's what it... Do you know, human beings create rubbish. We travel to a lot of different nations. And we travel to some nations where the bin men never do come. And if the bin men never come, you have to live in your rubbish. It's exactly the same morally. Human beings create rubbish. There's rubbish in your life and in mine. In this past year, there's things you do you wish you'd never done. I wish I'd never done that. I wish I'd never said that. Why did I go there? Why did I do that? You can look back over your life with incredible regrets. Why? Why did I do that? Who can remove it? Who can take it away? Jesus. This baby, that's what he's come for. For total forgiveness. So all your rubbish can be... It's gone. It's gone. That's the joy of total forgiveness. God has a Christmas present for you this year. It's the same every year. It's his son. And if you receive him, you get help, government, forgiveness, the nearness of God, and frankly, everything else. Whatever else you really need in life is in Jesus Christ, and God wants to give you that gift this Christmas. So receive him. Don't be like the innkeeper, missed him. Open up and let God come into your life. Oh, it's not for me. Why not? You never know until you open your heart. I love the true story of Baron Fitzgerald, who was one of the great art collectors of the world. Incredibly wealthy man. Collected all the masters and had a lot of the most famous paintings in the world. But he had a tragic life. He had one son who he absolutely loved, and he died suddenly when he was 19 years old. The Baron never got over it. And eventually, when the Baron died, his will called for all of his paintings to be sold. And all the art galleries and all the collectors of the world all gathered at his mansion to buy up all these paintings. This is a true story. The first painting to be sold was of his son. It wasn't very good. It was done by an unknown artist. And it was entitled, My Dear Son. Nobody wanted it. In fact, it was a bit of an embarrassment. So much so that one of the servants at the back of the room bought it for £20. Because he knew the lad when he was young and he loved him, so he bought it just out of a sentimental reason. When he'd finished buying that painting, the attorney continued to read from his will. He said, "Whoever gets my son gets everything. The auction is over." That is true of God and his son. Whoever gets Jesus gets everything. Merry Christmas.